What's good, everyone? It is Monday, 5:30 p.m. March 13th? 9th.
Wow.
Yikes. Close.
Nope, not even.
No.
No, all right.
Not close. Can't even blame the time change on that one.
Well, it is 5:30.
Yeah, it is.
So,
I'm glad you can read a clock.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Always there to support me.
But bring you right back down to.
Anyway, 5:30 p.m. on a Monday, if you're listening to these airwaves, can only mean one thing, talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. Want to thank you for spending an hour of your evening with the nonsense it is we do here. Before we get started, we also want to thank Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. Once again, Mountain Sports, 345-5011. All right, well, we got the squad in here. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We got a big show to get to. If you're new to the proceedings around here, I'm Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, my partner in crime, Derek Isimaki.
No, I don't want your hand sanitizer, John. Okay, everyone's been passing that around like a $2 fill in the blank. You all know where I'm going with. What's up, party people? Some liquid gold in the building, y'all.
Making his triumphant return because class was canceled, our man, John Lucan.
Dude, like the fear of disease, I'm back, baby.
And of course, producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brad.
Yeah!
All right. Hoping to have Jordan here in a few minutes, too, on the phone. So, the whole squad today, hopefully.
Squad.
Squad. We got a lot of things to cover. But before we get into any of that, I don't know what you're doing right now. But if you're not in your car, I would highly recommend you get up, you walk to your nearest sink, you squirt a couple shots of soap in your hands, you wring them together, and you rinse thoroughly. Does it grind anyone else's gears that it took a virus outbreak, an international virus outbreak, to be reminded that we need to be less filthy and just wash our hands?
I mean, on a regular basis, though, prior coronavirus, how many times did you wash your hands a day?
Pretty frequently.
Yeah, a lot, actually. I'm, like, weird with it.
Okay. I don't say, I mean, I was on the bare minimum, you know, kind of time.
Where do you work again, Derek?
Yeah, it's not like you handle food or anything.
No, just drinks.
Like I said, we got a big show. Make sure you wash your hands. We're going to get into the NFL. The CBA negotiations are really heating up right now. And the Pouncey brothers have a solution for all you NFLers trying to make some money if y'all have to strike. They're basically going to be loan sharks. We'll get into that. We might even talk some XFL. We got foot and mouth. We got some grinds my gears. But first, we start in the NBA. We finally, it's this point of the season where the games, we start to make a big deal out of regular season games. And over the past week, and in particular this weekend, we had a couple premier matchups, I'd say, with the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the LA Lakers and then the Lakers taking on the Clippers. Lakers getting the best of both matchups. But I just wanted to start with what LeBron's doing because it's stupid. against Luka, against Trae Young, against Zion, against Giannis, against basically all the young cats that are, you know, we've heard are coming for the throne or whatever. LeBron's averaging 30, 10, and 10. LeBron's 35 years old. He's played over 50,000 minutes. And he looks spry. I don't get it. I don't get it. I think 2 weeks ago, Giannis, I don't think this, I know this, from one of the sports books I was looking at today, was minus 2,000 to win MVP. He is now currently minus 700. And that all changed after LeBron guarded him. How's LeBron doing this? I know we started last week or 2 weeks ago with this, but, like, guys, can someone help me? Anyone?
He's a goat, baby.
He's a monster.
It's unbelievable. You saw he keeps having these moments this season when, you know, we keep waiting for the decline. And every now and then in these games, especially in these marquee matchups, it's as if LeBron takes some umbrage with people coming for his quote-unquote throne. And, I mean, we just saw he played Zion twice in, what, 5 days? And Zion played great in both games, but LeBron played better. And I really love this about LeBron, that we get him. He gets amped up for these matchups, right? And it gives us something to look forward to. Obviously, he switched over to guard Giannis the other night and gave Giannis some problems. And did you guys see the other evening, the night before the Clippers game, when he said to the coaching staff, "I'm covering Kawhi tomorrow night. I'm guarding Kawhi"?
I did not know.
No, didn't see that.
It's pretty baller.
I just feel like he's one of those athletes like a Tom Brady that is a true competitor. Mm-hmm. You know, when the lights are the brightest, he shows up every freaking time, man.
And if there are no lights, he won't be there.
God, I've missed you, Derek. I've really missed you, man.
I mean, I wish you could say the same about you. But,
no. I mean, you almost got suspended anyway. Again. Good job.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Way to recover.
That was a good save.
That.
Good
yeah.
save.
Well,
way to learn. You know what? School's doing a great job for you.
Yeah.
Well, I love
doing
it.
Something for
love
me.
It.
Self-control, baby.
Yeah, it just seems that in these marquee matchups, he just really steps up his game whenever he has to. And we had a marquee matchup Saturday night with the L.A. Clippers. Or with the Los Angeles Lakers taking on Jordan's Los Angeles Clippers. Jordan, did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched it.
Welcome back, brother, by the way.
What up, now?
It was good, everybody.
Hey, how's Redding treating you, bud?
You know, as good as I could hope for. for sure.
Well, we miss you, man.
Man, I'll be back there Wednesday if you guys want to get out on the course, hit a couple balls or something.
I'm in.
I'm down.
As long as you can't use that 5 hybrid, I'm good, dude.
I got to.
You know what? Yeah, you can use my 5 hybrid.
We got the Black Tiger Woods here on the line with us. So,
wait, what?
That
Black
makes
Tiger
no sense.
Woods. Great joke right there, guys. Come on.
Thank you.
Went over my head.
Just like old times.
So, Jordan, moving forward, you obviously saw the game. Did you have any concerns after the game? Your Clippers had a real opportunity to kind of really cement that they are the best team, at least for the regular season, and maybe cause some fear for Lakers who have won 3-0. They were not able to do that. Clippers fan shaken at all.
Look at the game, you look at the breakdown, the minutes suddenly smaller. I'm going to play small ball efficiently.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee only played 12 minutes. Anthony Davis was the dominant big man, but Dwight Howard only played 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis was the dominant big man on the floor for the majority of the game. And I think with any LeBron-led team, it always comes down to, you know, how well they play when he's not on the floor, which they played extremely well. Avery Bradley had 24 points. It was just an efficient game overall in the way that the lineups that they put out and just the way they played with LeBron on the bench. I mean, it was a perfect formula, and they're going to be tough to beat if they can play that way with LeBron on the bench. And I think that's, like, the major key here.
Yeah, okay. Well, so moving forward, if we're projecting, and let's say this is our Western Conference final matchup, who do you think has the better lineup going into that? Who do you think would, if the season ended today and we're starting this series tomorrow, let's say, we're just going to skip ahead. We're skipping the first two rounds. We're just getting to the good stuff. And the Clippers, Lakers are playing. Who do you think is better suited for a seven-game series?
I mean, I think the Clippers are just because of the versatility of them offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, we know more about their players. You know, Paul George is a stud. Kawhi Leonard is a stud. Harrell and Lou Williams. And also, Lou played terrible yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was a big, you know, downer on them. But, I mean, I think the Lakers still have a lot of unknowns. You know, that add of Deion Waiters, the consistency of Avery Bradley. I feel like this is the first time he's really had a good offensive game, even though he's predominantly there for defense.
Right.
And then even the add of Markieff Morris, like, they still have a lot of factors that are going to be key to them moving forward, but we haven't really seen enough of them to really say how well they're going to do when it comes down to it, you know, late in the season.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they have, as you just said, they have such a versatile lineup. I mean, defensively, when you have Montrezl Harrell, Paul George, you have Patrick Beverley and Kawhi Leonard on the floor together, you have three great perimeter players or three great perimeter defenders and Harrell in the middle. That's a problem. And then offensively, they got three dudes who could get buckets on their own. Any way they want, right? Between Lou Williams, Paul George, and Kawhi, they could hit threes. They can pull up from mid-range, which is the most important shot in the playoffs. Threes become harder to get, and they could get to the rack, all three of them. So I agree with you. Moving forward, I think the Clippers definitely have the edge as far as lineups, but it's hard to ever count out LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, he's still the best player in the world, and you know he's been the best player in the world for a reason. I think the gap between him and Giannis is a lot further than people think.
Yeah.
And I think KD getting hurt was probably the best thing for LeBron remaining the best player. Because KD has been the closest that I've seen, personally.
What do you mean by the gap is a lot bigger between Giannis and LeBron than people
think? LeBron is still a lot better than Giannis is, in my opinion.
Just all around game?
Not as far as just individually, you know, going one-on-one, because obviously Giannis is a freak and nobody can stop him one-on-one without help.
Yeah.
It's damn near impossible. But as far as, you know, taking their skill sets and applying it to a game with other players in order, you know, in winning time and crunch time, LeBron is still the best I've ever seen at that.
Now, do you think, like we saw a couple years ago when LeBron was in the East and kind of, you know, we saw their team obviously could be a one or two seed, but we saw them fall to the three, and there was speculation off seeding. Do you see any of that kind of happening this year in the West? The West is so stacked. Do you see any team wanting to not really necessarily reach for that number one, you know, seed if they know, you know, the Clipper or Lake is going to get it and want to fall so they don't have to have a tough road to the Western Conference final?
I mean, the way it's setting up, it's looking like in the Western Conference, whoever has the number one seed is going to have the tougher matchup, just because it's looking like it's going to be a more dangerous team, like a Pelicans or a Sacramento Kings or somebody like that with a lot of firepower. You know, if things stay the way they are, I think the Lakers would love to play the Grizzlies, and I think the Clippers would love to play the Mavericks. But I think the most important thing is getting a top three seed in your conference. Yeah. I think that, you know, you can control your own destiny, home court advantage, mm-hmm. and all those things are going to be key factors going down the stretch. Maybe not so much with the Clippers and the Lakers, but for other teams for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. Before we get you out of here, I was talking to someone the other day, and we were having the discussion of the best player under 25 in the NBA right now. And I wanted to get your opinion on this. Between Giannis, Luka, Zion, and Jason Tatum, if you had to take one of those guys for the next 10 years of their career, who are you taking?
I would take Tatum.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I like Tatum's game. I think he has the most room to grow. Like, Giannis is, I feel like he's just close. Like, he's a fully formed product. He's a cyborg. Like, there's nothing you can do to really add to his game. He can maybe shoot a little bit better, but I don't feel like he's ever going to be a great shooter. he maybe handle it a little bit better. But, I mean, for the most part, like, he's maxed out in almost every area. I feel like Jason Tatum still has a lot of areas he can grow in, and he's still, you know, dominant at this stage of his career.
That's okay. That's fair. That, yeah, I did not think you would go Tatum there, but I think that's a solid argument. I can't really argue with it. He definitely does, I would say, have the most room to grow. I agree with you
and
there.
And he has a very Kobe-like game.
Yeah, he does.
In the way, I mean, maybe not as far as the mentality, but, you know, his movements, the shots he takes, the different, like, the play style, he's got that Kobe flair.
Yeah, that's fair. Rumors of your boy Chris Paul getting traded to the New York Knicks, or the New York Knicks trying to get him this offseason. Any thoughts on that?
Chris Paul, I don't know. Chris Paul's the man. You guys are seeing him killing in Oklahoma City. Nobody expected them to do too much of anything, but with his leadership and, you know, the level of talent that they have all up and down the roster, they've been doing amazing things. I don't know what's next for Chris Paul, but he's definitely shown that he's still a premier guard in the NBA.
The dude has done nothing, man. Chris Paul is such, I feel like, an overrated point guard.
Oh,
my goodness. The guy has not won anything. He's never really led a team anywhere that far ever before. The time he had a chance to actually take a team out, he wouldn't play in that game. And that team actually lost when they should have won.
Well, I think he's done a lot.
In that Houston series, when his hand was broken, or was it his hamstring or knee or something like that, they definitely would have beat the Warriors with him out there.
Exactly. He could have a chance to go to the finals, and he didn't play. So Chris
and then
Paul,
he also underachieved in those early matchups with the Warriors on the Clippers as well. So, I mean, he definitely had his opportunities, but you can't say that Chris Paul isn't a point guard you want to have at winning time.
Not now. I mean, obviously, during his entire career, there's probably a better point guard out there over him every single time.
Laker bias.
No, not even. Well, I mean, yes, I would like to have him on our squad. I probably have a different take on him now. But at the same time, when he was with New Orleans, the guy did absolutely nothing. Guy didn't even get out of the first round with New Orleans.
Yeah, he did.
All right, fine. Couldn't get out of the second round with New Orleans. Because the guy never went anywhere. He never went to a conference final. His first conference final was when he was with James Harden. He had to go all the way there to do it. So, you know, I'm just saying. Chris Paul, you know what? Just keep running around with your fat butt.
You got to think about it. He was duking it out with Kobe for a long
time. To say you're duking it out means you had to win one. He never won one. He got duked out by Kobe. Going to dodge and dip anything Kobe threw his way.
Maybe
I do is take it.
Derek would not be speaking this way if Jordan was sitting in this room.
Oh, of course I would. It'd be more fun if he was in here right now.
Say it again, Jordan.
We do show him love for winning, even though he never won.
This is true.
I mean, all right. Is he a talented point guard? Of course. Yes, he's probably one of, like, during his play career, he's always been a top five point guard in the league. At the same time, there's always something better than him.
The things you value in that position, he's always going to be in the top class of that.
The one thing I need, though, he's not, is a winner.
Fair enough.
All right, Jay. It's good having you on. Welcome back. We will see you Wednesday then.
All right, guys. I'll catch you guys later.
Hit them links.
All right, brother. All right, that was the one, the only Jordan Booth, a.k.a. DJ J Pounds. Good having him back. That was fun. that Chris Paul argument, really.
I mean, I pretty much won that. You know, that was a slam dunk, I feel, in my case. Which, surprisingly, Chris Paul can still do. So, good on you, Chris Paul. I'll give you some props. Guy can still dunk.
Yeah, but I feel like if your only argument is winning, that's the only argument in sports?
I mean,
that's
pretty much the best argument one could ever, you know, throw in someone's. Is he a talent? Yeah, of course. But when your talent comes up to the point in time when you're faced with adversity and you don't overcome said adversity, I'm not going to look at you that well.
This isn't tennis or golf. This is a team sport. You know what I mean?
He had a good team around him, though. Yeah, the Rockets and even the Clippers with
I mean, that New Orleans squad was pretty good, too. David West, Peja Stojakovic. All right, come
but
on.
That
man.
Was at the end of his
going
career.
Down this player. But that roster. Was the end
Someone of his career.
Right.
That was the end of his career, though. I don't.
What are you talking about? He was started his career with New Orleans.
Chris Paul was there.
We're talking about Chris Paul. Who are you talking about?
Stojakovic.
He was there for Chris Paul for a little.
I'm saying that was the end of his career, though. So you
gotta be more specific when you say stuff like that.
What you just said?
I threw out Peja Stojakovic. Very just. You are trying to lay down the roster right now.
You said his name, and then I said.
On a side note, Brad, I really like your hair right now, man. I don't know if you're trying a new style or what, but it's working for you, man.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
It's working.
Really? Is that like sarcasm?
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you got some solid lettuce right now, yeah. Salad lettuce.
Once again, I just want to remind everyone, wash your hands. Did you guys hear about this? There was an employee that works for the Seattle, what are they, Battlehawks? XFL team? Battlehawks, I want to say. No,
Seattle Dragons.
Dragons, yeah.
Mm. Okay,
Dragons. Seattle Dragons.
It's my squad.
There was an employee.
Name me their starting quarterback.
Chris Brohm, dude. Are you kidding me?
Okay. How do you not know?
Yeah.
All right, touche.
Went to Louisville.
But there was an employee that worked at Century, still does, work at CenturyLink Field.
They didn't wash their hands, did they?
Well, apparently not good enough. This employee has come down with the coronavirus. This employee was also a food vendor there.
Hey, let's go. I'm just saying, man, I think we just get it over with. Like, start licking the ground, licking everyone, just spread it as quick as possible, get it through quick. It's like a Band-Aid right now.
Build
you
up
rip it
immunity.
Off quick.
Yeah,
boom,
let's go.
You know,
let's
if people
go.
Have to, then, hey, you know, bring it on.
You know what? I take it back. Don't wash your hands.
There we
start
go.
Start a plague
TBP,
right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I feel like we're just scared of it. We should just let it happen, and then we'll get over it quicker, you know?
And you know what? Jobs will open up at the same time.
There you go. Booming economy after this. I
damn
see it.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Brandon Silvers is the starting quarterback for the Seattle Dragons.
Hey, to the coronavirus out there, you can't kill what's already dead inside.
Shout out to all the hand sanitizer companies price gouging right now. That's been fun.
Brilliant. I mean, who would have thought? Like, this is brilliant. They're like, oh my gosh, finally.
This is our time. We have been waiting. Hotels have been having their chance, but you know what? It's our time.
If you're going to make your own, guys, do not use Tito's, though. Not strong enough.
My question is,
use whiskey.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that is true. Thing.
Yeah, cool. Tito's came out with a tweet saying that they are not hand sanitizer.
Everclear, y'all. Everclear.
According
just
to
the
moonshine, Everclear, yes.
Yeah. According to the CDC, it has to be 60% alcohol in order to be considered sanitizer.
So if you just drink enough alcohol, you're just going to be, you know, that's like pretty much washing your hands, but it's like washing the inside of your body, which
it's
is
a
even
full
better.
It's a full clean.
Yeah,
it's a full clean.
That's like a detail clean.
I feel like
you
the TBP crew is
I feel like I took that to heart this week. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I'm on a heater, boys.
I'm pretty sure you take it to heart every week. So,
yeah, well,
you know. You and everyone else in this room.
Yeah, I didn't need to be lumped into that, but
I mean, you're the worst of the bunch.
Yeah, again, didn't need to be called
all right, fine,
out
you're
it.
Not in that bunch because you're so far ahead of us.
Well, yeah, let's not get it twisted. Tom
you're
is also
league.
In
this That's every day of, the, of your life.
Right there.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go pointing fingers.
No one pointing fingers. We're all in this together. You're just worse than me.
You know what? Fair. That's fair. Even though I remember you on your birthday.
Yeah,
ooh,
no,
I have to pee into that.
I don't remember you on my birthday. So.
And that's a good birthday right
some
there.
Some of us all can't pee in the middle of the street, you know? So
or in a, what is it? A water fountain.
Ooh.
Mm.
It wasn't in, it was next to it.
Derek had to pee one time and couldn't pee, and we were in public in the middle of a square in Arcata, California. And for 30 minutes, he ran around trying to find a place to pee. He finally was going to pee, and then I yelled at him, cops are coming. And there were no cops, there were no cars. But then it got in his head, and it took him another 15 minutes. So he decided the place to relieve himself was right next to a water fountain that children probably use. So,
yeah, so
I mean, there's no children going through that
fountain. If you're in the Arcata
ever,
Square right now, don't drink out of that fountain.
Even though we did sanitize it with two bottles of Jameson that night.
I will say that's probably where it all began. Isn't that what? That drinking fountain. CDC, you know where to go.
Brad, are you ready for a North State update at all?
I can be.
Okay, well, we don't have to go to it.
Well, I'm ready for it, yes.
Okay. A simple yes
I'm
or no.
I can be means I'm not ready right now and I need some time.
Yeah, that's what
I just need to reach over to my binder over here and grab it. We're fine. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I complicate
you're up to
things?
Just a brilliant start today, bro.
Look, I mean, your hair looks
you know
so good right
you
now.
You start it low and then maybe you go high. That's
usually you're the other way. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying something new today, okay? The hairstyle is new. My approach is new.
There's only a certain amount of me that can shine today, okay? A lot of it's being taken by my hair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your North State update.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right. Chico State basketball had playoffs going on, both men and women's, in the CCAA playoffs. For the women's, unfortunately, ended in the first round against Cal State East Bay. They lost 53-78. And
it was a little bit of a solemn moment there. I don't know if
Still have pride, Brad. Still have pride. Well,
still have pride. Proud, okay. They went to the playoffs, did they not?
I mean, all you have to be is top eight in the league. In the
they
conference.
Went to the playoffs, Brad.
You Show know what? You, school pride. You know what? You are correct. Congratulations, women's. But even more, they actually had a great season. They went 18-11 overall, 14-8 in conference. Congratulations, ladies. It's been a great season. I'm excited to see what you guys have next year.
Didn't it sound like it 30 seconds? Yeah.
You know what? I'm sure
not bothered on this, dude.
You know, I'm a fair weather fan like you and your Niners, so knock it off.
Ooh, I just don't find that offensive at all.
I miss more of the fact that he just said he's a fair weather fan right now. Yeah. That kind of hurts a little bit. Like, that's your
school. Yeah, that's your
you
school.
To, man. Like,
show some literally
so is it yours.
Yeah, we're
proud. Anyways, I'm going to move on.
Yeah, I'm not the
Let's
one
go
that's
to men's
a fair
basketball.
Weather fan here. I'm just a no weather fan.
We went to the game this year.
Yeah, Chico said all the way.
We're going to men's basketball now. They had a 23-7 record overall, 17-5. Their tournament results in the CCAA, they beat Stanislaus State 75-73 in a close game right there. And unfortunately, they lost to Cal Poly Pomona, the same score as the women, 53-78. All right. And the West Region rankings happened yesterday.
Woo!
Go, boys.
They got the number four spot. They'll be playing Seattle Pacific. Once again, Seattle Pacific at number five. So UC San Diego will be hosting it all. They'll be the number one squad. Facing off against Western Washington, Chico State number four, Seattle Pacific number five, Azusa number two, Sam Byrne number seven, Cal Poly Pomona number three, and Point Loma number six. March Madness has started in D2 basketballs, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go. Did anyone see the viral dunk that Justin Briggs...
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I haven't seen it.
I would
it.
Say
it
was
monster. No. Went viral.
Yeah.
Really? At home.
Clearly it didn't, because I haven't seen it yet. Okay.
Well, look up on social media, dog.
Justin Briggs is a beast.
Yeah.
Monster.
Yes.
I have class with him. No big deal.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, it was.
No one asked.
He knows my first name.
Oh, wait, Justin, he goes to Chico State. Okay, that makes a little more. I was not paying attention. Okay.
No weather fan.
Yes, no weather fan. Now going to baseball for Chico State. They played Sam Byrne. They won the first game 5-2, lost 0-3 in the second game, won the third game 3-0, and won 9-0 in the last game. They went 23 innings, shutout, pitching at the end of it all. Ooh. Chico State ended on a tear. They'll be playing Cal State LA Friday through Sunday. One game on Friday, two games on Saturday, one game on Sunday. Chico State softball, they played San Francisco State. Unfortunately, they had one loss in the second day. They won 10-1 the first day, 8-1 the second day, and they lost 4-7. And they won 5-3.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I was waiting for, you know, the pride and everything. Going to prep basketball for playoffs, PV. They did okay. They did okay. They played against they were the number five squad. Excuse me, the number eight squad, and they played the number nine squad, Cathedral Catholic. They won 58-55. And they lost against the number 16 team, which should not have been the number 16 team, would. They lost 56-50. And it was a good game, but Wood should not have been ranked 16, so some complications there. The only team left right now in boys in the North State is the Pierce Bears in Division 5 basketball. They're the number one squad in the North. They'll be playing number 3, San Domenico. Words I don't know.
Yeah, you should probably figure that out.
Well, I mean,
it's your update.
I know it's my update, but you know what? I messed up. I don't know the name. Yeah. It's a weird name, okay?
Hey, the first half of the show is just about done. You're going to have a strong second half, I feel it. Okay?
You know what? I'm a finisher, okay?
Or a second
I'm
half
a finisher.
Game.
Definitely a second half person, yes. The girls will be...
In a four halves game. That made no sense, actually.
No, it did not, but you know what? I'm going to let that one go. So the girls, PV,
never,
basketball,
ever
number five.
Math on air. I thought we talked about this. Don't math on air.
Four halves. I'm never going to let you live that one down.
At least I'm better than MSNBC and what they did, okay?
Wait, what did they do?
Did you guys not see that tweet they put out there and what they put on the air?
No.
So Brian Williams, host of one of their shows, is on air with one of the ladies, and they have a snafu where they read a tweet that said that Mike Bloomberg, spent $500 million on his campaign.
Yeah.
And they said there's 327 million Americans in here, and you could have written $1 million check from that $500 million to every American, and still have money left over.
But $1 million. Oh, okay.
So they said they said out of $500 million, they could give 327 million people $1 million each.
That doesn't work.
No. After the 500th person, 501 is kind of out of the loop. That's how math works, guys.
So real quick through the girls.
That was hilarious. It really was. And like he literally had a guest on, and Brian Williams, renowned, everyone loves him, right? Because he's a liar.
Renowned, but yes.
He said it like gospel. It was hilarious. Oh, gosh.
That's amazing.
Quickly, number 15, Chico played Argonaut and lost. They lost 49-64. Enterprise was number 10. They lost 40-62 against number 7, Cloverdale. PV had a good little run through the playoffs. They were number 5, played against El Dorado. They beat them 52-46. They beat number 4, Mills, 37-36. Close game in Mills. And they lost to number 1, Koufax, 44-47, and unfortunately, their season is over. Congratulations to everybody in the North State and their season. It was a great run. We'll see you guys next year. And that's my North State.
So
update.
Everything in the North State's done, like this.
No. For basketball, for like high school sports, for the most part. There's baseball.
Are you listening, Derek?
No. Not really.
No one listens to
I have gathered that Derek has not been listening hardly at all.
I mean, I listen to that. I just,
no one listens
edited,
to my
I
segment.
Just like,
he just
that's
he hears key phrases. The entire first segment with Jordan, where we're talking about Derek's Lakers and finally giving the team that he roots for love, he totally tunes out until he hears Chris Paul. He's like, what? I got to hate.
I think I can hate on the Lakers, you know? Love him a love there.
Ugh, I feel it.
I can only tell you I love you so much. My hate.
Wait, do you even say that, though?
Exactly. I can only say it so much.
Okay, all right. Is it like a yearly quota that you have, or?
Yeah, twice on his birthday when he was drunk, he told me that. And I was like, I think there's more times in tonight than in the past year, except for your last birthday.
There you go. You know,
drunk thoughts or sober feelings?
Come up in drunk thoughts.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You know what? I'm going to go take a break.
Yeah, you know what? Go take a lap, Brad. Yeah. But we actually are going to need you to call Aaron, so don't go too far. Once again, you're listening to Talking About Practice, Drill Gilbert, alongside me, Derek Isumaki, John Lucan, Statman Brad, who's having a hell of a show so far. Jordan Booth was on with us earlier. We are Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show, and we are made possible by our friends over at Satava Art Glass Studio, creating art glass since 1977. You can experience the magic of Satava Art Glass by visiting their gallery in Chico at 819 Wall Street, Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. or at satava.com. That's SATAVA.com. So thank you to them. Thank you to the studios we are currently recording this at, right here at FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Before we get into your news, Derek, I wanted to, you know what, we'll save it for Grinds My Gears, because I think you're going to agree with me. You know, we'll just do it right here.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people break going uphill.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, y'all. What are you doing? You're already going slow enough.
I don't understand that. I dealt with a lot of that today.
Just drive. People break unnecessarily all the time.
They really do. Anyway, keeping you up to date with all that's happening around the world, Derek Isumaki with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, Derek Isumaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Some doozy today, as always. Yeah, it's gonna. I'm gonna start with this one. I think this one's probably. They're all relatively funny and lighthearted. No death. In Glenpool, Oklahoma, Heidi Kolterjohn is in quite a pickle right now. She was pulled over on a routine traffic stop where the police found over a pound of methamphetamine in baggies to distribute. So good old Heidi probably had a little side business in there. I hear it's pretty lucrative, at least from what I've seen in Breaking Bad and many other life's endeavors. Very dangerous, though, from what I hear and seen on Breaking Bad. But Heidi, when the search began, a thorough search of the car began after they discovering the drugs. They proceeded to look inside her purse, and it got even more interesting. Inside her purse, they found a baby squirrel. Dead.
Oh.
But obviously in her purse. She said that apparently her son found it and wanted it taken care of, and she was going to help this baby squirrel out. So right now she's being charged, besides the drug possessions, endangering possession of wildlife during a closed season. Is there ever a season for squirrels?
Yes.
Okay.
There is.
So you can squirrels scare me.
You can actually kill them, yes.
Yeah.
Like, and
you have to like go. You have to like go to like a designated like area.
Yeah, so you have to be in a hunting zone. But okay. Yes, you can go up and kill them. The people that do have no regard for the roads, which sucks. When I'm hunting deer, sucks. So you know,
I feel like when you're hunting squirrel, you're probably like you got like a dog with you or something. You literally no.
I've never seen them with a dog.
No, they're just.
Why would you need a dog?
I don't know, to catch the squirrels.
Well, you run. You chase them up a tree. I mean, it's the same thing with like bears for the most part.
Oh, okay. Mm. So squirrels and bears, same
squirrels.
Thing.
Same
well,
thing.
Well, I mean, no, it's not the same thing, but yes, you can chase a bear up a tree, and that's where you easily shoot
it. So if you want to kill a bear, do it like a squirrel. If you want to kill a squirrel, do it like a bear.
Sure. You know what? Yes.
Facts for y'all. From Brad. Bears and squirrels, the exact same. For those of you who were in Castelvetro, Italy, which is none of you, because I don't think any of you have been in Italy for the past few weeks, because they're not allowing anyone in there right now. Shut down completely. But the people of Castelvetro had a nice little touch for them. Roughly, and apparently, actually, I think this is a known fact, I think Jesus may have paid a visit to this town, because when you turned your water faucets on, wine came out.
What?
Roughly 1,000 liters of bottled Lambrusco managed to leak into the water pipes.
Awesome.
In a northern Italian town, in that northern Italian town of Castelvetro.
It's amazing.
Roughly 20 homes were impacted, and for roughly 3 hours,
you say impacted like it's a bad thing.
I mean, I'm sure it's not good tasting wine because it's watered down. Because you're in the, it's like only wine's coming out. Like all the water stopped.
But
only
then you're
wine's
getting hydrated at the same time.
Maybe that's true. So I mean, okay.
It's great.
Only
wine.
Felt this great impact.
It's like white
this, this amazing okay. Burden to bear. When you turned on your faucets, wine came out.
Oh no, wine.
So, I would say, live near a winery and hope to God that something happens where wine leaks into the water pipes and you too can have
a good
wine when you want water. All right, and finally, one more. One more, I promise you. It's almost over. I don't know if you guys saw that viral video of a kid who pulled out a tub of ice cream and licked the top of it, proceeded to tip it back in there and put it back in to the grocery store freezer. No one saw that video? Well, neither did I. But apparently there's a video of De'Adrian Anderson licking the top of a Bluebell Creamery ice cream, proceeding to put the lid back on it and putting it back into the freezer.
Good for him.
I mean, you know, if he didn't break it, he didn't like the taste of it, he put it back. You know, he got free tastings, right? That's what they're doing. Not really, because you can't do that in Texas. So right now, for the next month, De'Adrian Anderson will be in jail.
Wow.
For a month, for licking the top of an ice cream and putting it back.
Good.
Now, De'Adrian Anderson did end up buying that ice cream container he licked.
What?
But because of the video, the grocery store had to get rid of their entire stock of Bluebell Creamery ice cream.
Oh.
Bluebell's bomb, too.
It is great. That's a good one. If you're going to have ice cream, it's worth the diarrhea that's on. That comes my way, at least.
Same. It's a business decision, being lactose intolerant.
Why did you just throw that
If I'm going to eat ice cream, I just know, like, I got to plan around it.
Exactly, like you eat it at home.
Oh, no, yeah, it's explosive. It's honestly very, very explosive when you have ice cream.
Okay, TMI.
Yeah. Like, I'm on the toilet for a long
time. Okay, yeah, okay, we got it. Yeah, we got it.
So, on top of the 30 days D'Adrian will be spending in jail, he has to pay a $1,000 fine and $1,500 worth of restitution to Bluebell Creameries.
That's expensive.
That was a hefty lick right there, my man. I hope it was worth it.
Vegas would have been a better decision.
I mean, you probably would have walked away with something more permanent if you looked there, but...
True, true.
30 days in the hole, my man. You can do it. And $2,500 in fines. Puppy chow. I believe in you, D'Adrian. Just don't lick any more ice creams anymore. Save the licking for when you buy it. That's the news.
Thank you, sir.
I could have gone so bold.
There were so many avenues I thought you were really going to go to.
I was just hoping.
I was trying to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, no. You've been pushing the envelope lately, and I appreciate it, but also, like, chill, B.
How about... No, I'm on.
Okay, great. So, I was wondering real quick, did you guys hear about the story where that guy got arrested for using counterfeit bills to buy Girl Scout cookies?
What?
This is a thing.
Classic.
The worst of
all. So we bring in our foreign correspondent, Aaron, and we start in the natural place.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Thin Mints, obviously.
Ugh. Yeah. You gotta freeze them, then eat them. You know?
Also frozen, yeah.
No, frozen Thin Mints. Gross. Classic.
You guys are gross.
What do you want, a Samoa?
I'm talking about Tagalongs, man.
Those frozen
are
bad.
Definitely close second, but Thin Mints are frozen.
I'll get down with Tagalongs, yeah.
The only problem with Tagalongs?
Nothing.
They're terrible in the heat. They melt the
yes.
You know what?
It's chocolate and
also,
peanut
it only
butter.
Comes with 12. Like, yeah. What is that about?
I rip off Thin Mints, you get like forever in a day with them. You're like, oh,
same
man,
with
I
Samoas.
Like,
yeah.
They're no longer Samoas, guys.
Yeah, wait, what? Right,
they're Caramel Delights, I think.
Oh, no, screw that. They're Samoas.
But at the same time, they were disgusting, though.
Well, you don't like coconut.
Exactly.
So I hate coconut.
Yeah.
So we have Aaron Isamaki on the line with us. Thank you for joining us, as always, Aaron. Are we talking some puck today?
Yes, we are.
Puck, yeah!
That's my dismay. I knew
that. What do you got for us?
Wait, can we do a quick sidebar? Did Derek talk about the U.S. marathon trials last week?
No, he did not.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, he did? Oh, did I miss that?
He absolutely did.
I did.
Yeah. It's all right. You ignore mine. I ignore yours.
Okay, there you go. We mentioned how my cousin's husband was running the
trials. Oh, that's what was last week.
Yeah. Last week.
Oh, okay. I thought it was this week you were talking about.
Oh, those marathon trials.
Oh, those ones. Yes, yes, yes.
I like talking about this week's
kind
marathon
of obscure, trial. So I understand that you might not remember and or know, but I just wanted to make sure because I made it very easy for Derek. I was going to be really disappointed because I wasn't able to listen last week. But anywho, guys, the Colorado Avalanche, they're looking good. I've got no worries. They've got 7 games left in the season. Playoffs start April 8th. Their last game is April 4th. It's not a real easy final 7 games. But again, they're looking really strong, and so I feel really good about the fact that I switched over since the LA Kings are the second to worst team in the league currently.
Good time.
Only outdone by the Detroit Red Wings.
Good timing on your part, huh?
You know what? I feel like I took your inspiration, Giroux, when you said you can only switch if you move, and I said, I'm going to think about it. So I appreciate that. I don't think I would have thought to switch if it hadn't been for you.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm here for you, homie.
I mean, granted, you're not like living in Colorado. You're still in Utah, but I guess they're the next closest
thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Stickler. Yeah.
I just got to bring down the parade.
Was that
a
hockey pun?
Oh, nice. I didn't even know what I did there.
You're just skating by right now, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm on thin ice, apparently.
Just walking that thin blue line.
Huh? My God. All right. So the Lanch are in good seating.
Icing.
Well, that comment was offsides.
I'm never going to do hockey ever. Only obscure sports. I've just completely decided to stop following.
We need you because we need your brother to be able to yell his catchphrase.
Puck yeah!
So please don't stop covering hockey for us.
I do have a fun stat, though. Does anyone know how many beers the Stanley Cup holds?
Ooh, I want to know.
No, but I'm curious.
I'm going to say 7.
Wait. We're talking 12-ounce cans, correct?
Yeah, 12-ounce cans.
I'm going to say 9.5.
Okay.
Nobody else wants to guess? Okay, fine.
I'll go 12.
Can you repeat the
How statement? Many beers can the Stanley Cup hold?
Oh, 12. Wait, 12.5. Sure, why not?
Thank you for that, Brad.
It is 14. 14 beers that will hold.
Closest.
Oh, man. Okay.
Also, you can only drink out of it if you're with one of the winners, in case you didn't know that.
I feel like you should be only able to drink if you won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. You shouldn't touch it if you don't win it.
It's like a belt buckle. You don't wear it unless you won it.
I've touched the Stanley Cup before.
What? How many belts
do you have? That's why
I have none.
I think you can touch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can definitely go take pictures with it and all that.
But you can drink
It's the coolest trophy in sports.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you could drink 14 beers out of it.
Or you can eat pasta out of it.
Has that been done?
Or eat cereal out of it.
Oh, a lot of things have been done to that thing.
Brad, I thought it was going to get better the second half of the show. It's not.
You know me better than that. The fans know me better than that. It's not going to get better.
I really want to know what's the most vile thing to ever be happening to the Stanley Cup.
You don't want to know.
I want to know.
I can't say it over air.
This is where I got the stat from. I heard the guy who travels around with it, and he said, like, for the most part, people are pretty respectful. You know, it's like, it's the Stanley Cup. Like, guys work their entire lives to win that thing. And so, you know, they might get a little wild, but for the most part, it's pretty respected. So it doesn't get too crazy.
That guy also lost the Stanley Cup for a day.
What?
Yeah.
He did not talk about that in the interview that I heard, but you know what? I probably wouldn't either if that was my job and I had to watch the Stanley Cup, so.
Yeah, he loaned it to one of the winners for the day, and I forgot who the player was, but they got blacked out and they misplaced it. And
Alexander Ovechkin.
It might have been Ovi.
I've always understood that thought he had to be with that Stanley Cup at all times.
He's the overseer.
And I thought he had to be with the Stanley Cup at all times.
I don't know if that's how it works. Aaron, any clarification?
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be with it all times, but like maybe that happened before they made that rule, and the rule came about because...
That would make sense.
Like, I feel like once that comes into effect, that'd probably be like the craziest job ever. Like, all I have to do is go where the Stanley Cup goes.
Yeah, like, he travels like 200 days out of the year. He's been to like Ukraine and Georgia, Afghanistan. Pretty wild. Stanley Cup.
That is crazy.
Slovakia.
And playoffs are starting, you said when? April 7th?
8th.
April 8th they start, and the last games are like April 4th and 5th.
Awesome. All right, so the season is wrapping up.
Coming down to it.
Can't wait. Stanley Cup playoffs, probably the best playoffs in the four major American sports. You got anything for us on the way out, Aaron?
I should have saved my Stanley Cup trivia, but that's it, guys.
No, that's fine. You're great. We can't wait to talk puck with you next week. You're always the best part of the show, so thank you as always, Aaron.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later. Did you have something?
No, I've got something real quick. Apparently, the Stanley Cup was actually almost stolen and lost forever in 1962 after the Toronto Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup. It was stolen, but quickly retrieved by the police a few days later. So it was almost gone forever.
All right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that gets more attention, it's lost, versus like a kid. You know? I bet you that probably...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Way cooler than a kid.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. 100%.
He doesn't bother you.
I'd rather have a Stanley Cup than a kid, I'll tell you that.
Agreed.
Same. Real quick, did you guys see any of that article or read any of that article that came out about Barry Bonds and talking about...
Yep.
Yeah, so... he said in an article in The Athletic over the weekend... in regards to his standing with Major League Baseball, it's a death sentence. That's what they've given me. My heart is broken, really broken. And if they don't want me, just say you don't want me and just be done with it.
They're saying they don't want you by not having you there. That's their way of saying they don't want you.
I don't want to go into a whole Barry Bonds argument about the Hall of Fame because I think we can all agree he was awesome as a player.
Greatest baseball player to pick up a baseball.
Okay.
Far stretch.
But How mad, this is what I want to talk about, and we can keep it real brief because we still got some things to get to. How mad do you think he is every time he turns on TV and sees A-Rod's face everywhere?
Pissed.
He's got to be, no doubt. But at the same time, A-Rod was willing to, like, wade in the shallows and, like, take, you know, went and did the tour and, like, did all that thing. Bonds doesn't want to do that. Bonds was terrible to the media. Bonds had a terrible relationship with the media from, the, like, his entire playing career, essentially. So to think that he deserves
some
type
of... Why does
that
dictate your success because in the Hall of Fame?
I
know the writers are the ones that vote you in, but why should that dictate how you get into the Hall of Fame? It should be based off statistics.
Is Alex Rodriguez in the Hall of Fame yet? No, he's just in the limelight. People love him now. He's part of the face of Fox because he's willing to wade through the shallows. He's not in the Hall of Fame. He just happens to be liked now because he's willing to humble himself. Bonds was never willing to do that.
I would also say, to Derek's point, that oftentimes in life, we only get as far as people like us, right? There are exceptions, but being likable is a pretty big part of life.
Tell me about it.
That's why you're not going very far. That's
why I'm stuck in this radio station with you guys.
All right, we'll move on. I'm not even offended by that. It's okay. The NFL is coming... Well, negotiations are really heating up, I should say, between the players' union and the owners. The owners been trying to push for more games and a 50-50 split of revenue, and the players don't want to add any games and would like a little bit more, would like at least a 50-50 split of the revenue. There's some other sticking points. Here's the issue. This just real quick, people look at the NFLPA as if it's a really weak union. And what you have to keep in mind is the NFLPA, unlike Major League Baseball, unlike the NBA, has so many more players that they have to get all on the same page. Beyond that, they have a much wider gap in between what your upper echelon players are making and what your average NFL player is making. Your average NFL player plays for 3.5 years. So they're... Aaron Rodgers, the exception. Matt Stafford, all these guys that have these huge $100 million contracts are really like 10% of the league. The other 90% can't really afford to strike because they got to get this money now. These fringe players got to get this money now. And this is why the owners in the NFL continue to be able to do whatever they want almost when it comes to these collective bargaining agreements. However, fret you not. The Pouncey brothers have a great idea. They have put up $250,000 each of their own money, and they're looking for other players to get involved to loan to players in the interim. If they do, they are calling it the strike fund. Now, I don't know about y'all, but have you seen the Pouncey brothers?
They're intimidating.
Not the type of dudes you want to be owing money to.
The type of dudes that want to be a loan shark, that makes a good loan shark, though.
Yes.
Taking them all the way back to their Florida days.
Here's one thing you should know about loaning money, though. Never loan any amount of money that you would be upset about not getting back. Because if someone is asking you for a loan, it's probably because they're not great with money. Or they continue to have money issues. Because you're probably not the first person they asked to borrow some cash from. So if you're taking money from the Pouncey brothers to go on strike, just keep that in mind.
I feel like, honestly, at some point in time, if they do want to take control, they kind of have to put them... No, you know, actually, take it back. I'm not going to get serious with it. I have a better idea. Here's what they should do. Agree to this NFLPA. Mm-hmm. All the players come together and have a little powwow, just the players, and they all get to the point where they just start fixing games. And what they do is they start betting on those games that they've all fixed. Ergo, everyone makes the bread without making the bread. I think that's brilliant.
So Pete Rose-esque. Except
No. This is actually all of them can join together fixing games and saying, okay, every week we're like, all right, we have a little powwow. All right, here's who's going to win, blah, blah, blah. Get your money together. The Pouncey brothers will head it up. I think it's a brilliant idea.
So even it up between all 200 or 2,000 whatever players.
Yeah, whatever you bet into it. Like whatever you bet into it. Exactly. That's you can. But you say.
So you're suggesting fraud.
Exactly.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, suck it, NFL.
While we're coming up with recommendations, Brad, can you quickly explain your two fixes to fix Major League Baseball on television?
Yes, two simple fixes. If you've been watching if you've been watching the spring training, they have players mic'd up. It's great.
It's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
So add that to regular season. Second thing, Get Joe Buck off the air. Get him off the air, and it's going to be better.
Amen.
Everything's going to be better off. So Joe Buck off the air, mic'd up players throughout the whole 162 games. I'm loving every bit of that.
I agree with
you.
There
you go. Yeah, I just really cool. fixed
that
MLB
nice.
On
that
TV.
That was your finish right there, man. That was your finish.
Yeah, you're finishing strong.
All right, I'm going to go for the last 5 minutes. Bye.
All right, see ya. Do you want to do a quick foot and mouth, Derek?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
All right.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
That's right, y'all. Time for a little football. I've been a little lacking right now. My time's a little bit crunched, so I've been leaving out a lot of big stories that are happening out there because there are just so damn many of them. I didn't get a chance last week to mention Liverpool's unbeaten season is over. They finally lost a game to Watford? What? Of all the teams to lose to, either way, nearly impossible to stay perfect in the Premier League. And to say that they are less than that Arsenal squad, the Invincibles, the quote-unquote Invincibles, taking into account right now, Liverpool has got more points than that Arsenal team ever scored. Or they will have more points at the end of the season is at that point. Why? Because they have far more wins than that Arsenal squad ever did have. So this team is just as impressive, if not more so. Because there was 12 draws in that Arsenal Invincible League. So don't give me that Invincible stuff. You weren't invincible. You didn't just win. You didn't lose, but you didn't win either. It's kind of odd to say that you went undefeated and had draws. You know, it just seems a little odd. That's neither here nor there. Because the Manchester Derby was this weekend as well. And Man City is having a terrible run. Man United needed all 3 points and secured them with a brilliant last-minute 30-yard strike on an open net from McTominay. Truly brilliant. Great end. What, Old Trafford? Champions League is starting up again this coming weekend. I'm sorry, this coming Tuesday and Wednesday. We got a Leipzig versus Tottenham, Valencia versus Atlanta on Tuesday. We've got PSG, Dortmund, Liverpool, Atletico Madrid. That's the good one right there, y'all. Liverpool needs to come out strong, and they're at home. They're in Anfield, and they're down 1-0 on aggregate. So they need to come out strong, which I believe they will. They got to figure out that they can't lose forever.
Looking forward to that one.
Also, got to give an interesting shout-out right now. Serie A had a game being played where no fans are in attendance. That is right. Ronaldo was out there, and nobody was out there to witness it. What? I actually don't think Ronaldo plays if there's no one out there to actually watch him. So he only responds to the people. And they've actually now have since canceled all their games, suspended the title run right now. The Serie A is currently suspended now after these games until the coronavirus outbreak is handled with. Apparently it's nearly impossible. It actually is impossible to get into Italy right now.
Yeah, crazy.
They've apparently suspended weddings, funerals, any large gathering of people.
16 million.
And we're wondering if we're going to have Coachella already. Priorities all. And that is Foot in the Mouth.
Thank you, sir. I am looking forward to Champions League. That Liverpool matchup is going to be something else. So over the weekend, I got a chance to experience a few things. And one of the things I got to experience was washing my hands. Right? We all do this. And
you
so,
ever done it before?
Well, I experienced it a little more this weekend. With the coronavirus, I eat at a casino. Right. I was just washing my hands constantly. So this brought me to think about this.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Why don't we celebrate the man or woman who invented soap? Like, what were we all doing before soap? Seems like a pretty big deal to me.
Spit shines. Oils. Essential.
You know
oils.
What? While we're at it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The man or woman who decided to get a piece of rope and tie it around their waist and hold our trousers up. Why don't they get any shine? All these little things in life.
I mean, you could look it up, I'm sure, yeah. But I agree with you. They're important things that people have created. Suspenders, too, are pretty nice.
We built statues for people who've invented less, you know?
I agree with you there, yeah.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to name one. You got one?
Yeah, of course.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When I'm walking or on my bike and I tell the car at the intersection to go and they don't go.
I hate that.
Go, you dumbass. It takes you a second to go across the intersection. It takes me 10. It's all about time management, y'all. Save time. Just go when I tell you to go. Take your opportunities, y'all. When you're given, when life gives you lemons, make the lemonade. Stop just sitting on the lemons.
I got one more.
You know what really grinds my gears?